This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Say cheese. If you've ever been behind the camera for a family photo, you know that there's always somebody blinking or not smiling or making a silly face when you take the shot. Digital photography allows us to take countless versions of the same shot, but you still have to go through all the rejects and pick the best one, right? Not anymore. Enter Google's default photo feature, Auto Awesome. Now a computer can not only pick the best shot, but also combine photos into one perfect moment, one that never actually existed. Our next guest thinks that's not so awesome. Robert Elliott Smith is a teaching fellow at University College in London. He's in the Department of Computer Science, and he wrote an essay on his blog called It's Official, AIs Are Now Rewriting History. Robert, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Nice to be here.
Describe your experience with Google's Auto Awesome.
Well, it all started when we were in a little bistro in France with my father-in-law, who's not very good with little devices. And I handed him my iPhone and said, take a picture of me and my wife. And he held down the button for a long time. It took about 24 pictures or something. And when I got home, I was uploading them into an album, and I decided my wife might like one of them. She might like the other. So I uploaded just two from that burst of 24. And then a few hours later, I got an email from Google saying Auto Awesome has done some Auto Awesome things to your photos. So I went and looked, and it had done some nice kind of Instagram-like filters and things here and there. But there was this one strange picture that had in the corner, it said smile with some little sparkles around it. And I looked at it, my wife looked at it, and we couldn't figure out what was strange about it. And then I went back and looked at the two originals and found out that neither one of them were actually the photo that I was sent. And in fact, my wife's smile had been plastered on a different face. From a different picture, and effectively it had married together two different smiles from the both of us, which I found awesomely creepy.
It does sound a little creepy, I have to say. How does this algorithm actually work?
Well, I imagine what it does, and I have to imagine here because I'm not at Google, but I imagine what it does is it basically looks for photos that have almost all the pixels in common, and if it finds those, then it says, can I find any smiles in these pictures? And then it looks at all the things that look like some template of smiles. And then it basically says, well, take all the best smiles from all of them and put them all in the same photo.
Where did you upload this again that Google sort of took it upon itself to auto-awesomate your photo?
Google Plus upload of photos to its photo area.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Well, you do mention in the essay, however, Robert, that cameras have always been a fictitious view of the world. What makes Auto Awesome creepier or different?
Well, in my opinion, there is a difference between this and, say, adjusting the white balance in your photos, because although white balance is not ever the way it really is in real life, the smile is like a symbol. The smile is like a fundamental symbol. It's something that we all kind of use to understand one another, and it's probably the most fundamental part of human communication is the facial expression. So effectively now what's happening is without the designers of the algorithms really being aware of it or the photographer being aware of it, the computer is going and basically rearranging the facial expressions. And I think that's slightly different than just adjusting parameters of the photograph.
How about the results, though? Your wife like her smile in the photograph? I mean, how did you guys look?
We both look fine. Our faces, looking at the photo itself, were probably a little creeped out, but in the photo, we looked fine. But, you know, I think the more troubling thing is that I'm sure that there are photos that Google may be automatically rearranging that aren't really meant to be rearranged, where having a smile is kind of inappropriate. I can imagine that a smile being put on in just the wrong moment might be a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. So this rewriting of history, it all looks a lot smilier.
Yeah, but is that really what we want? We all want a happy, smiling picture of every moment we've ever photographed.
Yeah, and in the future, nobody's going to know the truth of that.
Yes, and I saw Gone Girl over the weekend. And
I was thinking
smile,
of exactly the same
yes.
thing. So describe the scenario, if you would.
Well, in Gone Girl, one of the worst moments that happens is that the troubled husband, when his wife is missing, basically is giving the nervous speech you give when you're in front of a big crowd of people and the police and that sort of thing. And somebody from the crowd yells, "Give us a smile," and he smiles. And then that photo, of course, appears in the newspaper, which makes him look completely like a creep.
Well, I'm assuming your wife is not going to disappear in any time.
I'm hoping not. And if she does, boy, this interview is going to sound really, really strange.
So have you turned Auto Awesome off?
No, no. I kind of like to see what these things do. So I'll continue to let Auto Awesome do even more strange things to my photos in the future, I'm sure.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing them, Robert.
Well, it's been nice talking to you about it.
Robert Elliott Smith, teaching fellow at University College in London. He's in the Department of Computer Science. He wrote an essay on his blog called It's Official, AIs Are Now Rewriting History. And you can read it and see those photographs for yourself at wordofmouthradio.org. If an otherwise good photo is looking a little drab, maybe you just need to amp up the color. What exactly does that mean? And what makes a color a color? Word of Mouth finds out after the news.